books to life. Vision without sight.
The Cosmic Footlights, Season 2. Written by Daniel Wilmot. Episode 4.
Brighter than ever in the morning's heat, the terrible sun scorched the immense rocky plains of Sahara's moon. Winds thrashed against each other, and a vast pillar of sand, whirling and looping, sent the mounted figures of Durban and his men into total chaos.
The twisters engulfing the horsemen.
Oh, we've got to find some cover!
Up there, make for that crag! Come on!
Scarab's tendrils! Get back, all of you! Further back! Out of range of the storm and get those horses under control! Oh, not now! Yes, Felicia?
I thought you played a Grand Hunt Master once, Durban. A shame you're not up to it offstage.
Just a little trouble with a sandstorm, my dear. Nothing the men and I can't hold out against.
And all the while your quarry takes the lead. How disappointing.
Isn't that better for you, though?
Come again.
You and your executives wanted a show, didn't you? Not much of a show if we catch them straight away. Why do you think I'm not using tracker dogs? I know where Ambika's going to go. We'll shadow her there. Then, Lady Valon, we'll have the reckoning I promised you.
Very well, Francis. Just don't give me a weak finale. You know how that disappoints the viewers.
Sir, the sand's clearing.
All right. Pick up that trail, boys. And radio the others. Tell them to close on our position. They can't have gone far.
Meanwhile, on top of a nearby crag...
Lenny, what can you see?
The twister's breaking up. It's okay. They're riding off. They're not coming this way.
Thank Mandrill. That's a mercy. Cat, how's your arm?
It's just a small burn. I'll be okay.
Good. All right, let's sit up and rest for a second. We have to think what to do.
Well, if we stay up top here, we'll see them coming at least.
Yes, but the villa's on the other side of those plains. Look! We'll have to cross them if we want to get there.
Well, I'm not walking anywhere while I'm this thirsty.
I hate to say he's right, but yeah. Scarab's pincers, I'm parched.
Me too.
So we may not have to see Durban's cavalry coming. We might just die of thirst first.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that over there?
Lenny, that's called a rock. You may not have noticed, but we're kind of surrounded by them.
Not that one, it ain't. That's artificial, unless I'm mistaken. Looks like it got made in a prop store.
What, an artificial rock?
Who'd put an artificial rock out here with a load of real rocks? That's just pointless.
Exactly. So let's see what it really is.
Wait, Lenny, what if it's...
If you're going to say it's booby-trapped, I don't even want to hear it. Not in this heat. Also, it's not real, and there's a lid with a hinge here. Look, water bottles.
What? Water?
Loads of them.
Well, come on, let's drink. Pass them round.
But what if they're...
I'll risk it if it's poison, Beaky.
Yes, me too!
Well, none of us appear to be dying. It must be safe.
But, what are all these bottles doing here?
Who cares? I want some more. Gimme!
As the silver ship landed back outside Durban's villa, Jedi burst through its hatchway, drawing his laser pistol.
All right, Thistle, you fly over the rooftops and see if you can spot anyone from the air. I'll check the house.
If anyone's hurt our friends, I am so gonna fry them crispy. Hey, someone's shooting at us.
Well, that was quick. They must have seen us land.
Throw down your pistol, Jedi.
It's that weird butler woman. She's on the balcony.
What's Durban done with the others, Seren?
Surrender your gun and I'll take you to them.
Why don't you surrender your gun? Didn't think that'd work.
Okay, I'm so breathing lots of angry fire on her.
Wait, let me try something. I'll just aim for the balcony and...
Ah! Ooh, that was not a comfy landing.
Now then, Seren, do you tell me what's happened to our friends, or do I let Thistle breathe lots of angry fire on you?
No sign of Durban and his men. Come on, keep moving.
I don't get it. How have we not run into them again?
Because they're not trying, that's why.
What do you mean?
I've seen men like this before. They like the thrill of the hunt. They don't want it to be over too quickly.
Hunted people a lot when you were prince, did you, Randall?
Only deer and winged antelopes.
Spoke too soon. Here they come.
Wait, look there, in the sky.
Isn't that...
It's Thistle. She's flying this way and Jed's with her.
Hey, stop fidgeting on my back, Jed. You're really heavy to carry as it is.
Never mind that. Can you see them yet?
Yes, there they are. Look, down across the plain there. They're trying to run away from all those four-legged creatures with humans riding on them.
Looks like 20 men on horseback. Can you get us low enough to fire at them?
Just watch me. That close enough.
Yep.
Watch!
It's Holden, sir. And that dragon.
Fire back, you idiots.
They've got rifles. Thistle, get out of range.
Oh, you humans and your popping little pea shooters. Let me show you how a dragon takes care of things.
Watch out! She's breathing fire everywhere.
Regroup, you cowards. Get back on those horses and stand your ground. Like to breathe fire, do you, little dragon? Well, I can throw flames too.
It's the Dragonheart pistol.
What?
Thistle, look out. He's aiming right at you.
He shot me with that baby dragon's heart. I'll get him with that.
Thistle, we're going down.
They've crashed through the ground.
Come on. We have to get them out of there.
This way, guys. We can climb down.
Oh, sweet, holy scarab!
So, Durban wasn't lying.
This is it. This is the hidden amphitheatre.
Mandrill's manly makeup bag is huge.
Oh, sure, just leave us both to lie here and die in the rubble, guys. I only got shot down by a flamethrower.
Oh, scarab, of course. Are you two all right?
Well, I wouldn't like to do that again, Beaky. Put it that way.
Ah, Ambika, my sweet. I was hoping you'd make it down here.
Why, so you could desecrate this ancient theatre by murdering us here on camera? You really have lost your way, haven't you, Francis?
A theatre's just a place, Beaky. Don't you remember what I taught you? It's the performance that makes the audience applaud.
He raised his flamethrower pistol, Jedi'd made to rush at him, but a charge from Durban's weapon bowled him off his feet. Before anyone else could react, Durban brought the gun round in a high arc and fired again. The blast hit a small black object that was just flying in through the hole in the cavern above, shattering the camera into atoms.
Now I believe we can talk without interruption.
Francis, what?
Just listen, all right? There'll be another of those flying cameras along any minute. I don't want to betray you all like this.
Why does that not make me feel better about it?
Buying this moon took all the money I'd saved. I had to take out loans just to keep living here. I thought I'd bank with a safe independent company, but...
Let me guess. Greenwald bought them out.
They revoked my agreements with the bank. I would have lost everything. Everything.
So you tried to give them us instead?
No points for loyalty there, Durban.
Look, the hunt was my idea. I'm sorry for what you've been through with that, but it was the only way I could see to help you.
Help us? How exactly has this helped us?
Help you survive. Who do you think led the others back to let you get here?
Who do you think left the fake rocks full of water bottles everywhere?
That was you?
I knew you'd recognise the stage scenery, Lenny. I knew Greenwald only cared about viewing numbers. I offered Valon a televised hunt because I knew it would please her. I was never going to let you die, I promise you that.
Why didn't you just tell us? Tell me! We trusted each other with everything once.
I couldn't risk it wouldn't look real. I know we're great actors, Beaky, but life and death, it's another. Listen, I'll take whatever scorn you think I deserve for this, but at least I've made sure you all got through it.
I've got a busted wing to qualify that statement, human scum.
Yeah, and what about my arm?
I'm sorry, I truly am.
So, what do we do now?
The villa's not far from here. I've called off my men. Get out of here. Get to your ship and go. I'll stall the cameras.
But won't they probably zap you or something?
No less than I deserve, I suspect.
No arguments from me.
Come on, let's go, everyone. Start climbing. Lenny, Randall, help Thistle.
Yeah, right out, Jed. Oh, Mandrill's teeth! You weigh a solid ton, dragon!
Hey! Come on, I'll help.
Beaky, are you coming?
How did we get here, Francis? All those years of mentoring, performing, friendship, and you did this.
Then let me atone for it now, Ambika. You know what the world does to you. It's potent poison, quite o'ercrows my spirit. The rest is silence.
I'm assuming that means goodbye, because we're going to have
to... One last thing, Beaky. Give this to your dragon. She'll know what to do with it.
It was sometime later that Thistle stood on the edge of the tall crag. The silver spaceship behind her, and a small dragonheart pistol in her hand. With a swift move, she crushed the weapon in her claws, pulling out the small, quivering object from inside. A tear fell down her face as she held it to her chest. Then she hurled it with all her strength into the air. A stream of fire issued from her mouth, and the baby dragon's heart was gone in a rush of flame.
Rest well, little heart.
I'm sorry, Thistle.
Hey, me too, Beaky. I'm sorry your human mentor turned out like that. That must feel rotten.
It wasn't all bad. I have to remember how it is with people. You idolise them too much, they eventually let you down. You have to try and remember the good things they did, you know? Forget the bad things. Come on, let's get off this moon and fly somewhere nice.
Preferably with lots of coal and alcohol.
Actually, I wouldn't mind a glass, you know.
But before the two of them had even reached the ship, another small, black hovering camera appeared slowly over the edge of the crag, its single eye gazing intently after them.
Be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.